Megan's Mates, Calgary, Alberta, 1936. After witnessing what might have been a murder, Megan is frantic to escape the Garden of Eden cult, so she catches the night train north out of town. Her lifetime commitment to the cult may well be her death sentence, but she's not sticking around to let them frame her. Wolf shifters Les and Carl eke out a primitive existence on the flanks of the Canadian Rockies. Between hunters who want to kill them and a wildfire raging out of control, they're glad when Jed, their clan leader, shows up, and even more delighted when they see who's in his car. Jed's mate Alice spied Megan by the side of the road looking lost and desperate and offered her a ride. Before Jed's car even starts rolling, Les and Carl know she's their mate. So skittish, she's barely willing to exit the car. Megan busies herself helping everyone unload supplies. Can Les and Carl convince her to join her life to theirs? If she does, will the risks she faced as a cult member pale in comparison to being mated to shifters?